effort you want to see from
well,
your
Well, I mean, it started with how well we played defensively. I mean, Adam made a big save early in the game. Our zeros are off the 2-on-1. One of the few mistakes we made, and gave him an outnumbered situation. And, you know, the power play came through with the first goal, and we scored a couple more after that. So, obviously, it's a lot easier to play with a 3-0 lead. But the guys, I thought, did a good job, blocked some shots, and layered the defense pretty well, and didn't give up much today.
What sort of adjustments did you make on defense throughout the week? It seemed like they were
good. Well, I mean, we want to make sure we practice hard, but not very long. It's about having energy. When you get to this time of the year, then they know how they're supposed to play. But I thought our gaps were pretty good tonight in our own end, and that's where it begins. And then I thought we were pretty efficient coming out of our own zone off our breakouts. And that's you know, when we get going up and out of our own zone in a hurry, that's when we're at our best.
Must be satisfied to keep Bailey off the score sheet.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. I mean, they've got a good team, and we have great respect for them. And, you know, they're coming off a sweep of Michigan, and, you know, he's a good player. And they got a lot of good players, and we knew we had to play well tonight to give ourselves a chance to win. We obviously did that tonight.
Nice to jump on their throat right out of the gate.
You know, it's that first period is obviously important. That's been their best period all year. I think +8 in the league in the first period, so being able to come out and take advantage of that was obviously important. But, you know, tonight's over. You know, we got our points tonight, and tomorrow's a critical game for us. It's, you know, our seniors and their last opportunity to play here, and hopefully they'll come out and play as well as we did tonight.
I mean, you've been probably trying to figure out what the issues have been on the back of...
Well, some of it's being on the road, and, you know, it's not easy to win on the road. And, you know, we talked about Penn State had lost, you know, one game at home all year before we beat them. And Ohio State's on a pretty good run as of late, too, once they got healthy. So, you know, Michigan State's played well. So, I mean, it's hard to win two games back-to-back this time of the year because, you know, teams are pretty even. And I mean, you got to fight, you know, for every inch of ice this time of the year.
You want to have your best players playing well this time of year, and you got goals from all three guys in your top line. That's big.
Well, I mean, it's March, and, you know, we talked about your best players have to be your best players this time of the year, you know, and they were tonight, and from Adam on out, and Mike Riley, you know, you tell he was on tonight, but I thought the group of 6D played very well tonight, and that was a real key for us.
Michigan beat Michigan State to keep you guys in the hunt for the outright title. Is that something you guys knew during the game? Or?
Well, I mean, not something we talked about. I mean, it's just, you know, for the big picture, we just got to keep trying to win. And, you know, we know tomorrow, no matter what, if we win, we get a piece of it. But, you know, it's obviously important for us for the NCAAs. But, again, my emphasis is on the process. Don't worry about what's going on. Don't worry about the score at the end of the game. If you go through the process of how you're supposed to play, then hopefully those things take care of themselves.
Kyle keeps moving up the all-time scoring list. Is that kind of just indicative of this senior class and the fact that they've been around as long as they have?
I mean, it's, you know, with this group, it's, you know, we thought we recruited them, there'd be a lot of good college players in this grouping, and that's the way it's turned out. I mean, Warner's closing in on 100 points. You know, offensive really picked up his game the last couple of years, as has Ambrose. Obviously, Kyle, the same thing. You know, the reality is if maybe some of those guys were 6'1 or 6'2, we wouldn't have had them for 4 years. So, but Kyle's, you know, it's hard to get 100-point guys in college now, let alone 150. You just don't see a lot of those at this day and age. So Kyle's had a great career. He's a great leader, and, you know, everything. This whole senior class, really, has done a phenomenal job, and that's why I really hope that we can come out and play a lights-out game tomorrow for him.
Still, in this day and age, it's got to be nice.